Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On July 1st, 1941, NBC broadcast the first TV commercial to be sanctioned by the Federal Communications Commission during a Dodgers-Phillies game. The FCC began licensing commercial television stations in May 1941, granting the first license to NBC.
I love owning the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 1940s. Now, Mr. Robinson, why is it that you're applying for a part on this team?
Well, I figure I could do a...
Shut up! You can sell ads.
Whoa, simmer down. Glad that I got here in time. It's me, your friend, the FCC.
Hi, FCC. Can you help me out?
Why do you keep talking over this nice young man? I like baseball.
Shut up, Robinson. Oh. All right. There is a black man in my office. What should I do with him?
Hey, I have feelings.
I don't like the cut of your jib there, rich person. The FCC loves everyone.
If I could just say my piece.
You may. The FCC will give you your right to speak. Please.
All right. I can understand.
That's very interesting. All right. I can see what you're saying, but I have to tell you, it's wrong to persecute ethnicities. Because in addition to being federal, I'm also futuristic. The F has a double meaning. And I can look into the future and tell you that Jackie Robinson will make you a lot of money. So stop discriminating.
Will you help me sell advertising, Jackie Robinson, and maybe eventually become a civil rights hero and bring me lots of ad space?
Only with my approval he will.
We can all strike a deal. Shut up, Robinson.
Yes, Robinson, you talk too much. Let's go into the other room and decide this in his absence.
Sure. Shake hands.
Yes, the civil rights movement was having a hard time of it at the beginning, as even those speaking on behalf of other ethnicities were heartless bigots. But now in the future, we understand that you shouldn't discriminate against people for ethnicity or race or anything like that, and you should pretty much accept everyone for what they are. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.